Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, people of God. God bless you. God bless each and everyone on tonight. God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We're just, amen, so grateful. Amen, that you've taken the time out to come and be with us, people of God. We are indeed grateful. Amen. Glory to God. We do pray, as always, that you've had a beautiful day. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, as we have entered into this Sabbath day. Amen. This time of rest. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For this time of rest. As we always say, amen, according to the scripture, amen, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And people of God, listen, let me tell you, amen, there is a blessing in the Sabbath, amen. Glory to God, it's that time of reflection where you, amen, begin to give God thanks and give God praise for all that he's done for you. Amen, for what he's done. Look back over the week. Just look back over, amen, the month. Amen, my goodness, we're already, people of God, this month is about end. Did this year, am I the only one, glory to God, that it just seems like, glory to God, this year flew by so quickly. I mean, it flew by quickly. Amen, Jesus. And here we are at the end of the year. Amen, the last quarter of the year. Amen, Jesus. And here we are, people of God. Amen. Here we are yet giving God praise. We started out praising, amen, in the midst of the year. We were giving God praises. And here we are in this last quarter now, yet giving God the praise. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God thanks. We give him thanks on today. Truly, people of God, we can say the Lord has done us well. Amen. Been through a whole lot in this year. Amen, Jesus. But nevertheless, we know that God is still on the throne. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank each and every one of you for coming out to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Amen. Thank you for your diligence to come and be with us. Glory to God. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise because we know that there's so much more that you could be doing. Glory to God. There's so much more that could be occupying your time. But you made time to come and be with us. Amen. And we just thank the Lord for that. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your commitment to the Prayer News Network Global. So wherever you're listening from, amen, wherever you're listening from, glory to God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Amen. We know that, amen, there's a large portion of our listeners, amen, over the continental U.S. Amen, there's a large portion, glory to God, amen, that's making up, glory to God, our listening audience. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to thank God for our international listeners, all of our international listeners. Glory to God. Now we're reaching out into 34 countries, and we thank God for each and every one of our listeners. Glory to God. Wherever you're listening from, amen, be it South Africa, be it Spain, be it Italy, amen, Jesus, be it China, be it Russia, glory to God, amen. Those of you that have tapped in that we know of, we just want to thank God for you. We thank God for those that are yet coming in, tapping into the airwaves over the web, and we just give God thanks. We give God praise for you. Thank you for coming back, people of God. Amen. You remain, and the reachability is growing. So we give God thanks for that, amen. So that means you're telling somebody, amen. You're running telling that, amen. You're running telling somebody about the Prayer News Network Global. And we thank God for you, amen. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. We just honor him for you, you, and you. Amen. We thank the Lord today, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just thank him, amen, Jesus, because he's a good God. He's a good God. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Thanking him for his keeping power. Amen, Jesus. We just bless him. Amen. We just bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded line, people of God. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. For those of you that are coming on in, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. As you're coming in, don't forget to text somebody. Amen. If you haven't already, don't forget to text somebody. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're live. Let them know that we are broadcasting. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know they can come on in. Amen. Glory to God. If they're not able to dial in, amen, Jesus, they can simply Google us. Amen. Prayer News Network Global, PNN. Amen. They can Google the PNN. And glory to God. Amen. As we've been informed, glory to God, and we've gone to see, amen, that you can Google us and you can go out on the web, Google us, and you can actually click on the broadcast, amen, as we are broadcasting there. You'll be able to see all of our previous broadcasts, amen. You'll as well be able to see the broadcast that's taking place right now, amen. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for that. Amen. Thank God for our program manager. She set us up. Amen, Jesus. Also, there are podcasts out there. Amen. For those of you, amen, that are into podcasts, this same broadcast, amen, is in a podcast. Amen. The PNN podcast. Glory to God. So now, people of God, we begin to understand the reachability, how we're growing, how we're moving, amen, by leaps and bounds. Amen. The Lord has provided all of these avenues whereby to reach his people, amen, to reach his people, to win the lost at any cost, amen. Now we see how we're reaching into so many countries and everything, and it's because, amen, of the setup, because of the management, amen. But ultimately, amen, because this is what the Lord has ordered for the PNN, amen. It's not about us, people of God. It's all about Jesus. It's all about his word. It's all about the souls of the people. It's all about the kingdom work. Amen. Glory to God. We don't get excited about the numbers, people of God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, even like the man, amen, Jesus, had the 99 sheep, glory to God, and he had one lost sheep, and he left the 99. To go and get the one. Glory to God. He left the 99 to go and get the one. And that's what we're going for, people of God. We're going to get the one. We're going to get the one. Amen. Glory to God. The one. The one. The one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That one that is lost. Glory to God. Amen, to bring them back into the sheepfold. Amen. Listen, PNN, we're there. We're here. We're going to get the one. Amen. The one. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we bless God, and we thank God for you, people of God, for hanging in there with us. Amen. We do bless the Lord. The Lord has been doing, amen, some awesome things here on the line. Glory to God, some awesome things. We thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Truly, he's doing some great, great, great things. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, and it does our hearts good because it's the Lord's doing, and it's just simply marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We can't take any of the credit for it. God is doing it by his spirit. Amen. By his choice, anointing. Glory to God. The Lord is doing this by his spirit and by his anointing. Amen. So we bless him. Amen. We thank him. Glory to God. Amen. While you're coming in, people of God, don't forget to send those text messages out to let someone know that we're here. Let them know. Let them know. Let them know. Amen. Come and be a part. Amen. We're not going to hold you long. And listen, the Lord is doing a quick work. We're not going to even hold you long. We're not going to hold you long. Glory be to God. We realize that tonight is as well. Amen. Glory to God. It's an end of the week service for a lot of, amen, churches. Amen, Jesus. And people, God, we are all over the world. My God, we are all over the world. So we realize there are people, amen, that are getting out of church and perhaps that are on their way home. And they have tuned in to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We just give God thanks. We again give him praise. We're excited. We're excited, people of God, for what God is doing. We pray that you're intentional in your coming here. Amen. We want you to be intentional in your coming. Amen. Because God is an intentional God. Amen. Glory to God. He got a plan. He has a preordained order. Amen. That is already said. He has a plan. He has a purpose for each and every one of your lives. Amen. You're not just coming here to be coming. Glory to God. But there's a word that the Lord wants you to hear. There's a, amen, particular anointing, glory to God, that the Lord, amen, will impart unto you. Glory to God. Because we're coming by spirit, because we're not physically in a location. Amen. But we come yielding ourselves by spirit to hear what the Lord will say. Amen. To feel, glory to God, what the Lord will do. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Yielding our hearts. That we think, amen, we know that his thoughts are so much farther than our thoughts. Glory to God, amen, Jesus. But we're coming, glory to God, to take the mind of Christ. We want the mind of Christ, amen. We want to be touched. We want to be revived. We want to be restored in him, amen. Glory be to God. And this is why we're here, amen. We're not just coming to be coming, amen, glory to God, but we're very intentional, and we want you to be intentional, amen. We don't want you to be off in your flesh, glory be to God, amen, but we want you to yield your spirit unto the Lord, glory to God, and say, Lord, however you want to bless me, glory be to God, I'll be satisfied. Whatever you want to do, glory be to God, I yield unto thee, amen. Yield unto him, people of God, yield unto the spirit of the Lord. Amen. Yield unto the spirit of the true and the living God. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight for our leaders. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Just amen again, thanking him for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, he's ahead of this line. Amen. He's ahead of this broadcast. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. He's the captain. We're the crew. Amen. We're just executing whatever the Lord will say unto us. Amen. We're just carrying it out. Amen. According to his divine order. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God tonight, people of God, as we always say, we're not a church, but we're certainly an outreach. Amen. Glory to God. There's outreach in all of us. Amen. How do you say that? Glory to God. Because he called us to be a witness. There's outreach in all of us. Before, amen, becoming a, amen, apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, a teacher, amen, whatever you are in the body of Christ, once the Lord saved you, he called you to be a witness, amen, to witness of him and what he has done in your life, amen. So we are simply an outreach ministry, glory be to God, and we are praying by faith. Glory to God, hallelujah, as the scripture declares, iron sharpens iron. We're praying by faith, people of God, that you're being sharpened, that you're being quickened. Glory be to God, that you are being quickened, glory to God, by the Holy Ghost. Amen, to find your place. Glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Listen and witness, listen, we got to be wise to win souls, amen. You can, you think the least little thing, amen, that the Lord tells you to do, glory be to God, amen. Just the least little thing can have great impact. It can have great impact, amen. Glory be to God. I don't know if you were on the line the other day, but I was just so blessed. I was tickled, but I was blessed, amen, Jesus, when our co-host, Amen. Minister Emmanuel talked about, amen, all those bills and all those letters and stuff coming. Amen. Jesus and the Lord quickened him and told him to send them back and put a track in it. Send them a track. Amen. Send it back. Send the invoice back. Amen. And send a track with it. Glory be to God. Now, people of God, that may seem so simple, but that has such great impact. Because the word, the very word sent, amen, could reach that person, whomsoever, amen, just as sure as the Lord says, send it, glory to God, he has a recipient that he has divinely ordained to receive it, amen. So when that, whoever that person is that would open that letter or whatever, glory to God, they will get that track, amen, and the Lord will speak to them. So unusual, amen, glory to God. But this is how the Lord wants to use us, and we have to be so sensitive, people of God. We have to be so sensitive. We can't outthink him. We cannot outthink God, amen, glory to God. But he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. He takes the things that seem so foolish, like, oh, wow. Who would even think to do that? Amen. And it's that and other things. But we have just got to learn to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. We got to learn to be led. We got to be sensitive to the leading of the Lord. Amen. And he'll take that little thing that seems to be so insignificant to you. Amen, Jesus. And the Lord will breathe upon it. And it's exactly what he wants you to do. So he calls us to be a witness, people of God. So we pray that the witness is being stirred in you. Yes, yes, yes. We pray that the witness is being stirred in you, just as sure as you're coming. Glory to God. The breath of life. Amen. The Lord is breathing in you. Glory be to God. Causing you to come up higher. Amen. As the scripture declares, amen, in Revelation. Come up hither. Amen. The Lord wants to show us some things. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the witness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in each and every one of us. Amen. His blood-washed believers. Glory be to God. His blood-washed, his redeemed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to thank God. Amen. Amen, Jesus, my leaders on tonight, glory be to God, the late Apostle Dr. S.B. James and Mother James on tonight, thanking the Lord for her, amen, Jesus, thanking the Lord for the ministry, amen, again, of Jesus Christ, thanking the Lord on tonight for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God, amen, for Lady Ray, amen, that stands by his side, thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, he's our presiding bishop. Amen, Jesus, thanking him, glory to God, and Lady Tina, thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., glory to God, Shepherd Mother Taylor, amen, just giving God thanks, just giving God praise for them, amen, thanking him, glory to God, because we are endeavoring to advance the kingdom, work of God, to get the word out, to win the lost. Glory to God, we're going to get the one. We're going to get, listen, we're here to reach the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That one is significant. That one is important. Glory be to God. That one. Glory be to God. We're here for you. Glory be to God. We are here for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We've come, amen, Jesus, from, amen, many countries, many nations, glory to God. We've come, glory to God, but we're going to get the one. Hallelujah. We're coming to get you. Amen, for Christ's sake. Amen. Giving God thanks tonight. Glory be to God for our board of advisors. Amen, our PNN advisors. Thanking the Lord for them on tonight. God bless you, each and every one. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We have a board of advisors, amen, of seven. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one of them, amen, on tonight. And they're, amen, holding their place, their space, amen, that the Lord has called them to, amen, handpicked by the Lord, amen. Listen, people of God, the Lord just set this up. I'm telling you, it is amazing, amen. It still blows my mind. Glory to God, amen, how he handpicked everyone. Oh, my God. We'll tell you about that one day. Amen. But we thank the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for our advisors. Amen. For each and every one of them. Amen. Glory to God. Bringing to the line, adding value. Amen. Bringing, amen, their perspective. Amen. Of what God has breathed upon them and the ideas. And we thank God for these ideas. Amen. We just keep them moving. Amen. We keep them moving because, listen, the Lord has a purpose and the Lord has a plan. It's not our plan. It's not our purpose. Amen. It matters. Amen. Not what we think, but it's what the Lord has said. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We thank God for you, people of God, each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time always to come and be with us. Thank you for taking the time always. Glory be to God. Amen. Sometimes we realize you have things that you must do. Amen, Jesus, but you don't forget about us. Amen. And we see you coming on back around. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, for the Lord gives us wisdom. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For both of our advisors. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Minister Emmanuel. Glory be to God for Evangelist Bond. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus. These are our co-hosts. Glory to God. Holding it down. Helping us to hold it down. Amen, for Christ's sake. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight again, people of God. And tonight, amen, will be a night of prayer. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for our PNN prayer warriors. Amen. We thank the Lord for each one of our prayer warriors. Amen. We love them so much. Amen. It's beautiful seeing what the Lord is doing in their lives. Amen. We're seeing growth. We're seeing development. And listen, in all of our lives, we're seeing growth. We're seeing development. Amen. We're seeing the Lord growing us up. Amen, Jesus, and pushing us out. Glory to God, causing us to be uncomfortable in the nest. Glory to God, we got to get out. Amen. Glory be to God, we got to start flapping our wings. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for the Lord has need of us. And again, we thank God for all of our prayer warriors. Amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord for all that he's doing in their lives. Amen. Glory be to God. Many, amen, has even said, amen, it's uncomfortable. Glory to God, it's uncomfortable for all of us, amen, but that's the way the Lord would have it, amen. Glory to God, that's the way he would have it, because he has a plan, he has a purpose. It's not our plan nor our purpose, but it's the will of God, amen. So we give God thanks, we give God praise. Again, people of God, this would be a night of prayer on tonight, amen, Jesus. So, amen, we bless the lines, amen, Jesus, because we know that the Lord is going to use, amen, these prayer warriors on tonight, amen, in whatever way, amen, in whatever the way the Lord wants to use them, amen. Glory to God, we want them to pray out of their souls. Glory to God, just let go and let God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, just let go and let God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, just let go. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory be to God, amen. So we want you to get your petitions ready on tonight, amen. Go ahead and get your petitions ready, get your heart ready, amen. Get in your position, amen, whatever position, amen, you're praying in, glory be to God. But take on the spirit of humility, amen. Humble ourselves, glory to God, before the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to bless the, amen, the line on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. That the Lord would take out that, amen, that would hinder us. Take out that would cause us not to hear. Take out that, glory be to God, that would cause us to miss him. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to be all in. Amen. Body, soul, mind, and spirit. We want to be all in on tonight. But we want to touch and agree. We want to touch and agree with our prayer warriors on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Amen. Let's go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. It is a night of prayer. Amen, Jesus. So we sanctify the lion tonight. Hallelujah.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We lift the Lord on tonight. We lift him. Glory to God. Come on and lift him up on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and bless him with your whole heart, with all that is within you. Glory to God. Let us bless his holy name on tonight. For he's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the praise. Glory to God. He's worthy. Glory be to God on the glory. Amen. Do unto his name. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you. Glory to God as we're coming on this night, coming into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We come on tonight, glory to God, to lift your name. We come on tonight assembled in this place. We're thanking you, glory be to God, that you brought us here. You brought us here together in the precious name of Jesus. You brought us into this place, glory to God, into this holy habitation. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you on tonight. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, hallelujah, for this time. We thank you for this hour. We're thanking you, Father, for how you kept us all day long. We're thanking you on tonight. Father, you kept us, and we thank you. We thank you, glory to God, for keeping us from dangers seen and unseen. And, Father, for this, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, Father, but we've come, oh, God, before your throne of grace. We've come on tonight. Casting our cares upon you, casting our concerns upon you. Glory to God, for you care for us. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, that you said by your word, Father, that you never leave us, nor would you forsake us. And we thank you tonight. Thank you for being true to your word. Thank you, glory to God, for you are your word. And we thank you tonight. We bless you, higher. Yeah, glory. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. And Father, we're asking you this night, Father, that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us on tonight. Father, and strengthen tonight. Father, we're asking that you would strengthen us on tonight. Strengthen us on the inside, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the inner man on tonight. Breathe upon us yet again in the precious name of Jesus. Breathe upon us, glory to God. Cause us to hear your voice. Breathe upon us, oh God. Cause us to know your will. Breathe upon us, oh God, and give your people strength on tonight. Strength to go through. Strength to hold on. Strength. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Strengthen your people, oh God, on our Shabbat in the precious name of Jesus. Father, give us strength, oh God, strength to witness on tonight. Strength to declare your word. Strength to pray. Glory to God. Strength to come into your presence, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Give us strength. Glory to God. Strength in the name of Messiah. Strength and glory be to God. Oh, God, strengthen on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that are at war, those, oh, God, that are in a war, those are in situations right now, we're asking that you would strengthen on tonight. We ask that you would give them strength. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Strength, Baba. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for we know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, oh God, but on tonight, give your people strength. Oh God, give your people strength on tonight. Give them strength to hold on. Give them strength, oh God. Oh God, that they can run unto you and be saved. Give them strength. Hey, Shekalabahaya. Oh God, give your people strength on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen on tonight. Strengthen on tonight. Strengthen us, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you save on tonight. We ask on this night, Father, that you will save to the utmost. Save to the utmost on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would do it. Hey, God, as only you can. Deliver on tonight. Set free on tonight, oh God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. On this night, oh God, cause your people to be stirred. Cause us to be stirred, oh God, that we will find our divine place in you. Cause your people to be stirred on tonight. In the name of Jesus, cause us to find our lives in you. Oh God, to find our
ask you to have pre-course on tonight. We're asking that you will use your servants on tonight. Use your vessels on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, Father, use your vessels on tonight. Oh, Father, lead God and direct them. And we're thanking you for doing it on tonight. We thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, cause them to decrease. Oh, God, that you would increase on tonight. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, cause them to hear your voice. Cause them, oh, God, to feel your hand, your guiding hand. Father, for you love us just that much. Oh, God, and we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. Father, we say save again, oh, God. Save to the utmost. Save on tonight. Yeah, glory. Save if only you can. Father, we're asking that you would do it again. Father, set captives free on tonight. Set captives free on tonight. Open the eyes of your people on tonight. Open our eyes. Ebasha. Open our ears. Yandaha. Woo, glory to God. Open the haya. Yeramoshaha. Woo, glory. Haya. Yeramoshe. Oh, God, open our ears. Oh, God, the ears to our soul, the ears of our heart. Open. Glory be to God in the precious name of Jesus. Cause us to hear your voice. Cause us to hear, glory to God, what you're saying unto the church. And as we come together unified, glory to God, we're coming together unified. Glory to God, and we say, have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, Master. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Glory to God. Let us not leave this line the same. Let us not leave this line the same, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. But Father, we decrease, oh God, decrease that you might increase. We decrease to your leading. We decrease to your guidance. Father, we say, have your way. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy will be done right now. Thy will be done in the earth. That will be done in our lives. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise all over the land, all over the land, all over the land, oh, God, as your people position themselves to agree, to touch and agree. Glory be ever higher. Woo, God, to touch, oh, God, and agree. Glory to God that we might receive, oh, God, the petitions that you have of us. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for moving upon the airwaves. We thank you for moving, oh, God, moving upon your people. Thank you for breathing upon us. Thank you for moving in the north, the south, the east, the west. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. Father, now we say again, oh, God, have free course among us. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We ask that you hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And for this, Father, we give you thanks for this. We do give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 amen. Glory to God. Amen. We bless the Lord again on tonight. We bless him, amen, for his goodness. Again, we bless him for bringing us together yet again. Amen, Jesus. We thank you for, amen, his name being hallowed. Glory to God. Hallowed, amen, would be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Hallowed wherever we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We hallow his name. We bless his name. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We hallow his name in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. Right where we are. Ah, Master, in the name of Jesus. Right where we are in these networks. Right where we are. Amen. In these points. Amen. Of this net. Glory to God. Right where we are. Glory to God. Amen. Magnifying his name. Amen. In the earth. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, as we've already stated, glory to God, this is a night of prayer. Glory to God with our PNN prayer warriors. Amen. Glory to God. We are so grateful, amen, for what the Lord is doing in, amen, his people. Glory to God. We thank God for the word. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We're hearing word, word, word. Amen, Jesus. We are hearing word, word, word. And we thank God that the Lord is taking us out. Amen. He's chiseling us out of our comfort zone. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm glad about it. Amen. I'm glad.
glad about it. Amen. Glory to God. I remember, amen, when we first started, amen, there was a prophet, amen, two prophets. The word came, glory to God, come out of your cave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know if you remember that. I mean, I believe it was Prophet Ephraim, amen, that talked about, amen, how the Lord was moving the prophets out of the caves. Amen. They had been there in the caves, and they had been so long. Glory be to God. And he began to declare that the Lord said, amen, come out of your cave. Glory be to God. And he was shutting the door. Amen. That after you got out, you can't go back. Amen. Glory to God. Taking you out of your comfort zone. Taking us out of our comfort zone. Amen. And we could no longer go back into hiding. Amen. And that's what the Lord is doing. Amen. In our lives. And we're so grateful. Hallelujah. We're so grateful for it. Amen. And then I believe it was a prophetess. Glory to God. Prophetess Everett. Amen. She came and she confirmed that word, amen, that the Lord has in another message, amen, when she wasn't even on the line. But she confirmed it, amen, what God was doing. And people of God, God is doing it, amen. And we thank the Lord, amen, for what he's doing in our, all of our lives, amen, in the lives of his prayer warriors, amen. We thank the Lord. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord for what he's doing, taking us, people of God, out of our comfort zone. Amen. Glory be to God. And I believe it was Minister Emmanuel. So I refuse to go back. Hallelujah. I refuse to go back. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, people of God, I thank God for memory. Amen. I tell you, it's just a beautiful thing. Amen. Glory to God. But listen, it didn't just happen. Amen. Glory be to God. I prayed for it, people of God. I remember when I first, and then we're going to go ahead and move forth with our prayer warriors. But I just want to share, glory to God, that when I came to the ministry where I am now, Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide, amen, it was a prophetic ministry. It was a prophetic word, reveal word ministry, amen, because, glory to God, there. Coming out of Church God in Christ, amen, Jesus. But this ministry was a heavy prophetic ministry, amen, with apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I'm talking about real, real apostles, real. Now, listen, I know some people, there are a lot of people that name the name of an apostle, but I'm talking about people that are doing the work, people that bear the gift of the prophet, amen, bears the office of the prophet. There's the office of the prophet, and then there's the gift, amen, of the prophet. Amen. Those are two different things. You can have a prophetic gift, amen. You can have the gift of prophecy, amen, but not be occupying the office of a prophet. Over there in Ephesians 4, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, amen, and the ministry of helps, amen, right there. Amen. Gifts of healing. Amen. Miracles and all of that. But at any rate, so when coming to this ministry, glory to God, it was at such great measure that I had not been in, glory be to God, but I knew it was right. I knew it was right. And this is what the Lord spoke to me and said, this is where I need you at this time. And people of God, and I used to listen to the men and women of God, and they would testify, and they would recall things that were said way back by the apostle, things that were said long, long, long ago. And I used to wonder, how in the world could they remember that? How in the world? And listen, I was at a place, amen, coming over into this ministry where it's like Sunday service, and couldn't hardly remember what was said. You know what I'm saying? I believe somebody knows what I'm talking about right there. Amen. But at any rate, so I would come and I would get out, and I realized what state I was in. And I was saying, Lord, I can't be an effective witness, amen, if I can't recall, if I can't, amen, recall the word, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But we listen, people of God, you got to get the word in you so you can recall the word, glory to God. But at any rate, amen, come into the light, glory to God, that my short-term memory was so short by the time we got out of the service, I hardly knew what was said. I prayed and I asked the Lord to touch my memory. Help me to be able to retain that you would have for me. Glory to God. That you have spoken. Help me to be able to retain. Glory be to God. And people of God, that's when I started writing. I would write, amen, as the message would come, amen, because that's why I always encourage you, amen, to get your pen and get your paper. I always encourage you, get your pen and your paper, because I know if you write it, glory to God, eventually, amen, Jesus, you'll be able to retain it, really retain it in your spirit, amen. Glory be to God. It works. Glory to God. So I just thank God, amen. I said all of that to say, amen, Jesus. Perhaps there's some people, amen, on the line. Amen. Maybe that's your struggle. Amen, Jesus. To ask the Lord, amen. He'll touch your memory. He will quicken you. He will quicken your recall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I can almost go into a service, glory to God, not bragging, amen, but I know that the Lord has done it. And if he's done it for me, he'll do it for you. Glory to God, I can almost go into a service, people of God, and almost tell you word for word what was said. That's God. Ha! Glory be to God. That's God. God will do it. Amen. And I say that, glory to God, because I know where I came from. Amen. But the Lord wants us to retain. The Lord wants us, amen, not to just come to this line, but understand what you get. Understand what you hear. Amen. Glory to God. Understand what he's saying, amen, unto you, so that when he's ready for you to bring it forth again, amen, you got it. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We are, again, excited on tonight. Amen. Listen, just had to throw that out there. Amen. I believe somebody needed that. Amen. Don't be frustrated. Glory to God. Just touch God and ask him to touch your memory call. Amen. Glory to God, and he'll do it. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, glory to God, we're so blessed. We're so excited. Amen. We're excited for what the Lord is doing on tonight. Glory be to God. God is great, greatly to be praised. And tonight, people of God, as we've stated, on this night, amen, our prayer warriors will be going forth. Amen. And we thank God for what he's doing in the prayer warriors. We're thanking the Lord for what he's doing in each and every one of us on tonight. He's doing a work in us, people of God. Every time we come together, we come into his presence. We don't come for naught, glory to God, but you better know that there's a work that's taking place in your life. Amen. And tonight, again, this is a night of prayer. Glory be to God. And tonight we have women of God that will be going forth on this night on behalf of the people, on behalf of the nation, glory to God, on behalf of wherever the Lord rests their spirit. Amen, Jesus. They're going to be praying, and we're going to be touching and agreeing with them as they pray. Amen. Glory to God. So our first prayer warrior tonight, amen, Jesus, is Missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. We thanking the Lord on tonight. Our second prayer warrior, glory to God, will be Evangelist Linda Murray. Amen, Jesus. And then our third prayer warrior on tonight, glory to God, will be Elder Janie Packer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. Missionary Fan is out of Statesboro, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. Evangelist Linda. Amen. She's out of Chattahoochee, Florida. Amen, Jesus. And Elder Packer is out of Monroeville, Alabama. Amen. Three different states. You see that? Totally different states. Amen, Jesus. But it's the Lord's choosing and the Lord's doing on tonight. Amen. So we're going to release people, God. We want you to pray. We want you to touch God. Amen. Those that are, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, that are laden or that have been touched with, amen, COVID, or whatever, people of God, we want you to touch and agree. Amen, Jesus. Touch and agree on tonight. Amen, because we know that God can do it. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to touch and agree. Remember those people that have asked you to pray for them, even as these prayers are going up before the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to release the platform, and they're going to go forth. Amen. glory be to God, in their own way as the Lord would lead. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God and people of God. Amen. Come. Amen. Let's touch and agree on tonight. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The song says, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone, leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. Leave it alone, just leave it alone. Leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. Leave it alone. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know there's more to it than that, but that's the little bit that he laid on my heart the other day. Hallelujah. Leave it alone. How many know we got to leave it alone? God can handle it so much better than we can if we just leave it alone. We got to give it to him first. Hallelujah. And leave it alone and let him handle it. Hallelujah. I thank God for being here tonight. Hallelujah. I give honor to my pastor, Minister H.F. Fryson. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God for Evangelist Bradley. Hallelujah. For each and every one of you in your respective places, each and every one of you in your places. Hallelujah. I give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. For his goodness and his mercy. I thank him. Hallelujah. For how he had laid on my heart. Hallelujah. The young people again. Hallelujah. And I think I'm stuck on the young people. Hallelujah. So much because of what I went through with my son. Hallelujah. As I stated in time past. Hallelujah. All the things that I went through with him. Hallelujah. And sometimes I think back now, some of it was unnecessary. Hallelujah. Because I didn't leave it alone. I tried to fix it myself. Hallelujah. And as time went by, hallelujah, Jesus, going through so many different things with him. Hallelujah. So many heartaches and headaches, hallelujah, with him, hallelujah. I just went through with him, hallelujah. And as time went by, hallelujah, I began to just pray and tell God, I can't do it no longer. And that's when he laid it on my heart, hallelujah, just to let him handle it, hallelujah. Let him do it, hallelujah. And I think that's why I have such a passion for young people, hallelujah, for what I went through with my son. And I thank God, hallelujah, on tonight, hallelujah, by me leaving alone, God did handle it, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for my son. I always have thanked God for him because he's my only son, hallelujah. I have a son and a daughter, but my daughter was good. She was saved. You know, I should never give me any problems. Hallelujah. But that son, I had to focus on that son. And I was scared so much. Hallelujah. Somebody was going to knock on my door. Hallelujah. And say he had got killed. But I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. When I gave it to the Lord worked it out and he fixed it. All right. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. On the other day, I was sitting down thinking in Statesboro where my grandson and my granddaughter go to school at, hallelujah, there was a big fight, hallelujah, and they had to lock the school down, hallelujah, and it was just young people just fighting like it was an entertainment thing. I mean, it was just awful, and just young boys, hallelujah, and the last week, hallelujah, they found a loaded gun there in the same school. Hallelujah, young boys, hallelujah. The girls is something else too, but our young men, hallelujah, that the enemy have targeted, hallelujah, and The enemy want to just put them all behind jail, hallelujah, bars, hallelujah, at a young age, hallelujah. And right here in Swainsboro, hallelujah, they had a lockdown. Somebody threatened to come in and shoot up the school, hallelujah. And on last week, I just began to cry to the Lord, hallelujah, for the young people again, hallelujah, because sometimes we can pray for them for a season, hallelujah, and then look like we cease, but we got to pray for the young people, hallelujah. They are a blessing to us, hallelujah, but the enemy want to make it look like that they are so troubled, but our children are a blessing because that's the Joshua generation, hallelujah. Those are the ones that got to be raised up, hallelujah, to be holy men and women of God, hallelujah. They're going to have to come in and take our place, hallelujah. And the enemy don't want that to happen, hallelujah. But how many know, hallelujah, that the devil is defeated, hallelujah, and God is exalted, hallelujah, Jesus. And we got to just continue to pray. Pray for our young people, hallelujah. I know that we do all we can, hallelujah, to keep them safe, hallelujah. We do all that. We pray for them, hallelujah. We do all that we can to keep them out of trouble, hallelujah. But it's going to take bending knees, hallelujah. It's going to take going before the Lord, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, for laying the young people on my heart, hallelujah, that I may cry to him, not only for my grandchildren, my children, but for other people, because they're all our children. We are our brother keepers, hallelujah. Mother and father, hallelujah, don't stop praying for your children. Don't stop going before the Lord for your children. Keep them up before the Lord, hallelujah. God can do it. He can handle it so much better than we can, hallelujah. We just take it to him and leave it there, hallelujah. My niece was going through something on last week, hallelujah, with her son, hallelujah, and she began to come, I just had a hurt and a pain in my heart for her, hallelujah, and I began to go before the Lord, hallelujah, concerning her, hallelujah, Jesus, and that's when the song come into my spirit, leave it alone. God can handle it better than we can if we just leave it alone. But it's hard sometimes to leave it alone. It's hard sometimes to just let it go, hallelujah. But we have got to give it to Jesus, and we got to trust that God knows exactly what to do to it, do with the hallelujah. I remember years ago, hallelujah, when my son got out there in the streets, and it was this rough neighborhood, hallelujah, very rough neighborhood, that he used to go over there, and he parked his car, and he was standing side the road with all these boys with their pants hanging, which he never said. He never had his pants hanging. And I began to go over there and see him, and I began to park my car, and I began to get my Bible, and I wouldn't go preach. I wouldn't go give no word. I just go over there, and he said, "Mama, go. This is not the place for you." I said, "Oh, it's got to be the place for me because you're here, and I didn't raise you over here. So if it's good enough for you to stand over here, it's got to be good enough for me to stand over here." And he would jump in his car, and he would leave, and he would go, and he wouldn't go back that day because he knew I was going to check. And I would come back a couple of days later, and the boys over there began to let him know that I was coming, and he'll jump in the car and he'll leave. So eventually God delivered him from that area. So if we just give it to God, if we just leave it up to the hands of the master, hallelujah, the master knows exactly what to do, hallelujah. And as I said before, our children are a blessing to us, hallelujah. They are a blessing to us, the girls, hallelujah, don't know what to do with themselves anymore. The young men think picking up guns and fighting and drugs and alcohol, they think that's the way out. But we got to keep praying. Let's don't let up on our young men, our young boys, hallelujah. I remember I went into Cato's. It's a clothing store for women. And I went in there, and this little white boy, the different colored boy, he was in there, and him and his girlfriend was in there, and the store was full, and he came over to where I was, and he said, "Hey, ma'am." I said, "Hey, how are you?" He said, "I'm doing fine, I guess." I said, "What's going on with you?" And he began to tell me about he was on crack cocaine and how he had stole his girlfriend money that the father had gave her rent to pay, and he smoked it up that night, and he felt so bad for it about doing that. And I began to tell him that God cares about what you're going through. He cares about your situation. He don't want you to be out there in the streets doing crack or any other kind of drugs. I said, do you not know that God loves you? And he said, my mama gave me away. And she said, I wasn't going to never be nothing. I said, that wasn't your mama talking. I said, that was the devil himself talking through your mom. I said, your mama love you, but she can't show you no love because she needs to be loved. And I began to talk to him and encourage him, and I asked him, could I pray for him right in Cato's? And he said, yes, ma'am. I tell you, people, God didn't nobody come in that area. God didn't let nobody come in that area until I got through praying for the young man. And I began to, he began to just stay on my heart, and I began to tell God, I don't know where he's at, Lord God, what you do. Send somebody else, Lord God, to continue to work in him, Lord God. I said, Lord, I need you. One water, one plant, and you give the increase. I need you to find this young man, Lord God, and make sure that somebody get to him and let him know, Lord God, that it's a way out. And I just thank and praise God for just laying young men and young women on my heart before God, hallelujah. Because young men, young women, young boy, young girl, if you're on the line, I want to let you know tonight, hallelujah, that God cares about you. He cares about what you're going through. He cares about the situation that you're in. It may be the best situation, but in your heart and in your mind, you may not think so. But I'm telling you tonight that God cares about you. He's concerned about what you're going through. Just sit down sometime and just listen to your parents. They're telling you stuff that you don't think they know what they're talking about, but they've been there. Some of us have been there, and we just don't want you hurt. We want you in a safe place, and the only place is safe is that's in the arms of Jesus. So I'm asking you tonight, young man, young girl, young boy, I hope some of y'all on the line tonight to hear this. I just want to let you know tonight that God loves you. He loves you so. He loves you so. He gave his life for you also. He so loved that you so that he gave his life for you. So I want to encourage you tonight, hallelujah, that's on the line. If you can, if you can't understand any of this, just begin to pray and ask God to open up your heart. Ask him to give you understanding. Just seek his face. Call on his name, Jesus, 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 and he'll come. He'll come. It's just that simple. Just call on the name of Jesus. And I want you to know that I love you also. I love you so that I pray for you. I don't even know your name, but I yet pray for you. I love you, and I am concerned about you. I am concerned about your safety. I am concerned about your soul. I am concerned about what your soul. Your soul got to be saved. Your soul got to have a resting place just as mine. And that resting place is in Jesus Christ, and he loves you so. I just want to let you know that the Lord loves you so. He so loves you. And I love you with a passion. I love you deep down inside, hallelujah. And I want you to know I pray for you daily. I go before the Lord for you daily. Sometimes I ask God to save all the Johns, save all the Timmys, save all the Jimmys, save all the Kathys, save all the Shawns. I just start calling names out and asking God to save them because he know exactly where you at. And I just want to encourage you tonight that to just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on. Hold on, and it's some decisions that you got to make out there in the world, but I want you to pray and ask God to help you to make the right decision because there's so many wrong decisions out there, and the enemy will make it look like it's so good. He'll make it look like this is what you want. He'll show you so many different things, hallelujah, but tell you what he'll do. He'll get you out on a limb. He'll make that money look good to you. He'll make them clothes look good to you. He'll make them shoes look good to you. He'll make them little girls and them boys look good to you. But once he gets you out there, he will saw the limb. He'll get you out on the limb. He will saw it off, and you will fall. And you will fall, and some of them won't get up. Some will die. I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to just give your life to the Lord and just know that he loves you so. So is a big word. He loves you so. God loves you so. And I just want you to know that I do too. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness towards us, Lord God. We thank you for loving us so that you gave your son, Lord God, for us, that we may live again, Lord God. I come before you right now, Lord God, on the behalf of my little brothers and sisters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to touch them right now, Lord God, right where they're at, Lord God. Even if there's some on the line, Lord God, I come before you right now, Lord God, asking you to move for them right now, Lord God. Move on their little hearts right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, some of them in the valley of decisions, Lord God, don't know which way to turn, Lord God. But, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to be there for them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help them, Lord God, to make that right decision, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm asking you to open their eyes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to save them, Lord God. I'm asking you to heal their spirit, Lord God. I'm asking you to set them free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, from all, Lord God, the worldly things, Lord God, that the enemy offering for, to them, Lord God, that make it look so good, Lord God, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to touch that young boy, touch that young girl, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, save them, Lord God. Save their souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch their minds, Lord God. It's got to be a mind-changing thing, Lord God. Touch their minds, Lord God. Touch their hearts right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to stay before you, Lord God. Help us to cry out, and, Lord God, in the midnight hour, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to cry out to you, Lord God, for that young man, Lord God, that young girl, Lord God. Even the ones that's in school, Lord God, thinking, Lord God, that they can go and shoot up the school, Lord God, just because they get mad with the teachers, Lord God, just because they get mad with the students, Lord God, their peers, Lord God. I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to put a head of protection around them right now, Lord God, around every school, every city, every country, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Far and near, Lord God, cover our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God, with your blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, to have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Mercy fit their case, Lord God, and mercy fit our case, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, like never before, Lord God, in the land, Lord God, in the, Lord God, in every nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Heal that heart, Lord God. Heal that broken spirit, Lord God. Those that don't even have a mother, Lord God, that don't have a father, Lord God, help us to be that mother and that father, Lord God, that they so need, Lord God. Even the ones that have a mother and father and don't, the mother and father don't know how to love them, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God. And, Lord, if need, Lord God, help us to teach the mothers how to love their children. Help us to teach the fathers, Lord God, how to be there for their sons and their daughters, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day, Lord God. Move this day, Lord God. And we'll be so careful, Lord, to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor. We thank you right now, Lord God, for what you already done, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We praise your holy name, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because, Lord God, you are worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy, Lord God, and you are our only hope, Lord God. So we come to thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up this day in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Evangelist Linda. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, now you're on the platform. Glory to God, Jesus. Press star 6 again, Evangelist. Okay, now you're on the platform. There you are. There you are.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. God bless.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. You have the platform.
God bless. Praise God.
Praise
the Lord. I give honor to the Most High God. I give him all the glory, praise, and honor that is due to his name. I give honor to Minister Bradley and each and every one in their respective places. I give honor to. Tonight I'm going to give a testimony, and I just can't hold it. I praise God for yesterday. I had a small procedure at the hospital, and lying on that hard table for so long made my back hurt, and pretty much I was hurting all over so bad when I got back home. And last night, probably about an hour before the prayer line, I started to take some pain medicine, and I thought about it might make me sleepy, and I missed out on coming on the prayer line, and so I wouldn't take the pain medicine. I just began to just praise God because I thought about how so many people are across this land who are laying up in the hospital and who's in various places, nursing homes and various health care facilities that are truly, truly, truly in much more pain than I was. And I just begin to intercede on their behalf and just begin to just thank and praise God just for who he is in my life and how he's touched my body so many times. And I said, this didn't come to stay. It come to pass. And I just begin to just praise God. And when we got on the front line, Minister Emmanuel just ushered in the spirit of praise. And I just begin to just praise God with all of my might, just praise him. I just praise him. I just got lost in him. In praising God last night like that, the pain went away. It's like my back don't hurt. I have a little soreness, but my back don't hurt. And I just praise God for, oh, my God, I just praise him for just bringing me out over and over again. The words that he is a deliverer. He is a deliverer. That means he would do it over and over again. And I praise God. I praise God. In Hebrew, he said, I offered up sacrifices of praise to our God. And another scripture declares that God inhabited the praises of his people. And I thought about a song that had been ringing in my mind, in my spirit, and I've just be singing it around the house, and it was a song that Mother Reed would come to our church, to Rosedale, on Wednesday night with our Bible study, praise and worship service. And a few of the members would tell me how much they enjoyed the song that she sang, and they say they actually never heard it before until Mother Reed sung it. And it was, "Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the journey that you brought me. You brought me from a mighty long way. Sometimes I was good and sometimes I was bad, but Lord, you brought me. Sometimes I was sick, sometimes I was well, but Lord, you brought me." And I begin to think, I said, "Lord, she was just praising you through the good and the bad." And that's what we have to do. We just have to praise God through the good and the bad. And I just give him praise tonight. Let's go. Hold on. Most gracious and eternal Father God, we come to you tonight, oh God. Oh Lord God, we come to you humble before you, Lord God, before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord God, thanking you for all things, God, praising you for all things, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We praise you for the good. We praise you for the bad, Lord God. But we know that the bad is working for our good, so we still praise you, Lord God. And that seemingly bad, Lord God, we give you praise, God. We give you glory, Lord God. We give you honor. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord God, for our families, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, even those who transition home for labor to reward, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the time that you blessed us with them here on earth. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for bearing our every burden, Lord God. For you told us, Lord God, that cast our burdens upon you and you will sustain us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that you won't put no more on us than we're able to bear. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for setting the captive free, Lord God. Oh, God, I praise you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I praise you, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, is standing at the crossroad in their life, Lord God, wondering which direction to take, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you lead them. Oh, Lord God, you set itself up. A good man is ordered by the Lord God. Lord God, you help them to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Lord God, for we know that all our help comes from you, the Lord who made heaven and earth. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, you always provided for us, Lord God. Lord God, you always made a way, Lord God. Thank you for being our Jehovah Nisi, Lord God. Lord God, you fight every battle for us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, thank you for fighting our battle, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being our Jehovah Rapha. Oh, Lord God, I praise you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God. The Lord God that healeth, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for being our Jehovah Makadosh, Lord God, our sanctifier, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for sanctifying us, Lord God, for cleaning us up, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for our great Jehovah Shalom, Lord God, our peace, Lord God, our peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for you are El Shaddai. Lord God, you're God that more than enough than anything we can ask for or need, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, you more than enough healing. You more than enough money. You more than enough houses. You more than enough land. Lord God, you thank you, Lord God. We all, Lord God, we thank you. More than enough saving power, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, it's all for the asking. We just praise you for it, God, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for sending your ministering angels, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, thank you for sending your ministering angels, Lord God. Oh, God, to the bereaved, the sick, the shut-in, Lord God, all over this land, Lord God. All over this land, Lord God, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, for going into the hospitals, Lord God. Oh, into the nursing home, Lord God. Into the mental institution, Lord God. Into the jailhouses, Lord God. Into the prisons, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that your spirit reign, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, let your spirit reign, Lord God, over each and every person, Lord God, all across this land, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, for PNN, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, for every advisor, Lord God. For every prayer warrior, Lord God. For each and every one that comes to this line, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, from each and every country, each and for every state, each and every city, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And we ask that you continue to crown their head with wisdom, Lord God. Oh, crown our head with wisdom, Lord God, and knowledge of you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Oh, help us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for saving us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we just continue to offer up sacrifices of praise, Lord God. Lord God, we can't praise you enough, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you kept the heavenly host of angels encamped all around us, Lord God. Lord God, that death angel didn't come and take us, Lord God. Lord God, we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, most of all, Lord God, you redeemed us out of the hands of the enemy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for giving us for all our sins, Lord God. The scripture declares that we was born in sin and shaping in iniquity, Lord God. So we thank you for forgiving us for every sin that we committed from birth until now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. For when the storms of life is raging, Lord God, you stand by us, Lord. You've been there for us, Lord God. You've been our comforter, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for bearing our burdens in the heat of the day and night, Lord God. We thank you for being a burden bearer, Lord God. We thank you, 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 Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, we give you glory, Lord God, right now, Lord God. We give you glory right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for continuing to touch our children's mind, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we continue to redeem them out the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for holding us in the hollow of your hand, oh, Lord God. We thank you, 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 Lord God, for when the enemy came in like a flood, oh, Lord God, we thank you for your spirit lifting up a standard against them, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, how you bless us with the reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we got a mind. We're clothed in our right mind because we got a mind to serve you, Lord God. We got a mind, Lord God. Oh, God, to continue on in you, Lord God, in spite of what it looks like, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. In spite of what it looks like, Lord God, we're going to run on, Lord God. We're going to run this race with patience, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us endurance strength, Lord God. Oh, for giving us strength to endure hardship as a good soldier, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you, God. We praise you, Lord God, with all that is within us, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, we're standing on your promises, Lord God. Oh, your promises, yea and amen, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we need you, Lord God. Pour out your spirit, Lord God. Continue to pour out your spirit, Lord God. You said in the last days you will pour out your spirit on all flesh, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your move. We thank you for our pouring your spirit, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your word, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for your word, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless your name for your word, Lord God. For you said that your word is forever settled in the heavens, Lord God. So we bless your holy name, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I praise you right now, Lord God. Oh, God, I will forever praise your name, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Lord God. You've been better to us, Lord God, than we know how to even begin to be to ourselves, Lord God. And, Lord God, we praise your holy name right now. We bless your holy name right now. Worthy, worthy, worthy art thou, oh God. Worthy, worthy, worthy art thou, oh God, of the praises, Lord God. We praise you right now. We praise you right now. We glorify you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we glorify you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, Lord God, we bless you, Lord God. In that Son Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen, amen. And so it is, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. God, we bless you. We bless you. Praise God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Ever Packer. Glory to God.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army. Thank you, Lord. First, let's give on to Christ. Amen. And give honor to Evangelist Bradley. Amen. To everybody on the line. Amen. Just prayer pages. I'm just so excited. Thank God for Sister Linda, Sister Van. Amen. Just everybody that's in came before me. I'm so excited. I don't know if I'm talking like it anyway. We're going to come just a little short and encouraging word. Amen. Hope somebody gets something out of this. We're going to talk a little bit about David for just a few minutes. Amen. We're going to 2 Samuel chapter 22. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 22. Amen. Now, this is a chapter here where David had been in a war against Saul. Amen. And God has he has brought him out. Amen. He had his strong hands. Amen. Out of a battle. Amen. So we just want to see we're all going through a battle. We're on the battlefield tonight. I mean, I know we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. I mean, I know we got to fight. Amen. We got to fight the good fight of faith. And amen, in this story, he's going to tell you a little bit about some of the things that he's done. Amen. How many know? But God is still able to take care of us. How many know that's the truth? Amen. He'll say he promised us. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but we're all going through. And I'm holding him to his word. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake us. So amen, we can lean on that. Let's read just a little bit of this, and we're going to get to our word and tell you what we're going to talk about just a little bit. Okay, first thing he said, and David spake unto the Lord the words of this song. See, this is a song. How many know we got to praise God? We still got to praise him anyhow. How many know that's in the midst of warfare? We're all in warfare right now. We got to fight. Amen. We got to learn how to fight. How do we fight? By being joyful, praising God, and giving thanks and prayer. How many know that's the truth? Amen. We remember it. But amen, David always had something to say and always had something to write down. I listen to everybody just said write down stuff. Amen. So David always wrote down something. How many know that's what we're going by today? Amen. The things that David wrote while he was going through his trials and his battles, his welfare. Amen. How many know we are soldiers in the army of the Lord? Let's see what he did. Uh-huh. And the words of this song, in the days that the Lord had delivered him out of the hands of all his enemies and out of the hands of Saul. We go on and see, let's see what he did. He said, I will call on the Lord. Verse 4, we're going to skip around just a few verses out of here. I will call on the Lord. See what he said? When he was in his battle, look what he said. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Let me see what you got to do. See, here you got to praise him. In the midst of your fight, we got to fight the good fight of faith. How many of we got to praise? Everybody's song ain't everybody's song, but guess what? Everybody got a wall song. I don't know what your wall song is, but everybody need got a wall song. Amen. How many know you got a song that you can sing? I don't care what you're going through. When you sing that song, how many know it'll uplift you? I don't care how far down you get. God will always send a way to reach down and do what? Pick you up. Just read just a little bit more. We're going to verse 7. It said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear me. Hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did up into his ear. God hear everything we call on him for. When we go through these storms, don't you think God don't hear us and know that we are in battle? We're fighting every day. How many know we're fighting against fear? How many know a lot of us are scared to step out, scared to do anything? Why? Because of what? Fear done locked us, a lot of us in. Amen. How many know we're going to have to break that fear? How you going to break that fear? By trusting God. Fear is the opposite of what? Faith. How many know that's the truth? Amen. So this is what he did. He said, and look what he said. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice, and out of his temple, and my cry did enter into the temple, and my cry did enter into his ear. He hears. And when you cry to the Lord, amen, God hear your cry. Amen. Guess what? He going to come to your rescue. In this story, he came to David. Because guess what? We are soldiers. We're in the army of the Lord. Amen? And go on to verse 17. Look what he said. This is what he did when he cried out to the Lord. This is what God did for him. He sent from above. He took me and drove me out of many waters. Look, many waters is trouble. Amen. Look at here. Amen. Waters is trouble and struggles that we are going through right now. I don't know what you're going through. Amen. Some going through sickness. Amen. Some going through loneliness right now. Some going through depression. Some going through oppression. But guess what? We come to tell you tonight, guess what? God can reach way down and pick you up no matter how far down you go. You may be depressed tonight, but that's all right. God going to give you some joy. Amen. You got to come up out of there. How you come up out of there, sister? By singing and praising God. Amen. Get your song in your hand. It doesn't matter how you sing. Guess what? They may tell you you can't sing. Guess what? Gnats sing. Flies sing. Mosquitoes sing. But guess what? You can't stop them from singing. So don't you let nobody stop you from singing your war song. Amen? How many know that's the truth? But look what he said. Draw them out of many waters. In Isaiah 43, what it tells us, he said, when we go through the flood, it won't drown us. And when we go through the fire, what it tells us, it won't burn us up. When we do come out, we won't smell like no smoke. Because guess what we are? We are soldiers. And we're on the battlefield. How many know? Them soldiers out there on the battlefield, they have all kind of black smut and different stuff on. Sometimes they even smell a little musky. Amen. But guess what? When they win that battle, as you see him, you're going to see. When they win that battle, what they do? They clean themselves up, and they come and present themselves to you. But do you didn't see the battle when they was on the battle when they was all dirty? When you're going through your struggle, people can't see that. Amen. But when God brings you out, then they only see the glory. They don't see your struggle. Amen. But we are soldiers. Guess what? In the army of the Lord. And guess what soldiers do? Soldiers look out for what? Each other. How you going to look out for me? You pray for me. Huh? I pray for you. That's how you look out for one another. Amen. We're soldiers. Well, in the army of the Lord. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Let me tell you something else. And from them that hate me. But they were too strong for me to take something. You got some enemies. How many know sickness is an enemy? Cancer is an enemy. Strokes, heart attack, diabetes is an enemy. COVID-19, big enemies, huh? Lack and poverty is what? Enemies. We got strong enemies. Not a lot of them ain't human. We got a lot of other enemies that are strong. But God delivered him from his strong enemy. I don't know what strong enemy you got tonight. And we all got some. Amen. But guess what? God is going to deliver us. Guess what? Why? Because we are soldiers. We got to fight. And how do we fight? By praise. Huh? He told him up there, praising him. Give him thanks. Amen. Praying to him. Reading his word of lifting the name of Jesus. He came some strong enemy. We got some that's fighting us day and night. Some on job, trying to keep us from getting to the next level. How many of those enemies is fighting us, trying to get us, keep us from getting out of destiny? They're trying to keep us distracted, amen. That's an enemy. Amen. How many know it is? But let me tell you tonight, if God can reach way down, in the mire of the clay, humble, and reach down and pick you up when they are in battle. A lot of times they have to dig holes, amen, and get in them. Sometimes you have to go and have to shut up. You have to get by yourself sometimes. Amen. You got to block everything else out. Amen. And sometimes you don't even feel like days for day because you want to stay in prayer before the Lord sometimes. How many know that's the truth? But sometimes, but when you come out, amen, how many know all they see is the glory? They don't see your struggle. They don't see when you fought. They don't see when you snot and your eyes were swollen. Huh? They don't see when you had to cry day and night. They don't see when you ate bread and drunk water. They don't see when you ate noodles. Huh? Now you can buy a steak, amen. How many know? They didn't see you when you couldn't buy nothing but noodles. Hallelujah, Jesus, a can of hyena. You might not know what that is, but a can of hyena sausage. Amen. Now you can buy a steak. But see, they didn't see you when you in your struggle, when your strong enemy, huh, had you bound down. Amen. Some of them, God, and people that hate you for no reason. They always want to get something on you. How many know they did the same thing for Jesus? Every time Jesus went somewhere to do good, evil was present. How many know every time we try to do good, evil is always present? You got to fight tonight. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord, and you got to put your war clothes on. You got to what? Fight. You got to fight for your children. You got to fight for your marriage. You got to fight for your job. Huh? You got to fight showing up for your man. You got to fight to hold on to the spirit. You got to hold on. You got to fight. We're in a battle always. We're soldiers. We're in the army of the Lord. Amen. Just a little bit more. Look what he said. He said, guess what he did for him? He said, he brought me forth also in a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. He won. He did me good. I hear sometimes Evangelist Barrett said, the Lord has done us good. How many know? When we come out this battle, I said we because we're all in a battle. I never ex me. We are going to be all right. Amen. How many know? God is going to give us some joy. Some of you don't know what that is right now because you're going back to back. But God is something good got to come out of what? Every bad situation. Out of every wall. Something good came out. Amen. Just keep on battling. Keep on praising God. Keep on praying. Keep on giving thanks. Keep on living, uplifting the name of Jesus. Guess what? We're going to win this battle. Amen. Hold on just a little bit more. Guess what he did? And this is what he said. And my verse is verse 44. He said, for God had, listen here. Now, this is when he tell you what he did. This is about the battle. He done gave you all the accolades here. But look what he said. He said, for thou hast granted me the strength to battle. Them that rose up against me has thou subdued. I mean, guess what? God said, he'll make your enemy your footstool. They may be rising up on every way, but guess what? You keep praying. You keep talking to God. Stay on your knees. I think about one of the Mexican guys here said she got a car on her knee. Amen. We got to stay on our knees. Amen. Sometimes it get rough and get hard. And sometimes it might not seem like you can pray. I tell you again, read your song. Amen. I declare that still praying to God. Guess what? We're soldiers. Well, in the army of the Lord. Amen. Read just a little bit more. Look what he said. Verse 47. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalt be the God of the rock of my salvation. Let me tell you something. It is God that avenged me, that bringeth down the people under me. Guess what? The same people that running over you today, guess what? Them same people going to have to come to you one day for you to pray for them. Amen. They might already be. Guess what? God got a way of fixing your enemies. But you got to keep going. You got to keep praying, keep praying, keep giving thanks, keep praying, reading your Bible. Amen. How many know because we on the battlefield? How many know we're soldiers in the army of the Lord? Sometimes you got to put your chest out. Huh? You got to put your chest out and go over and say, Lord, it's in your hand. Ain't nothing I can do with that. See, them enemies, they're too strong for me. If I say something, God, I'm going to jail. But if God do it, guess what? When God fix it, guess what? It's forever fixed. their soldiers in the army of the Lord. We got the victory tonight. This is my, where my scripture come from, and this is where the title is. He says, "Thou has given no, but thou has given me the strength to battle. Them that rose up against me, thou has subdued them unto me." Guess what your title is tonight? You got the victory. This is the last verse. Therefore, verse 50, therefore will I give thanks. There it go. Over there he told you to be, he was praising. Over here he says what? Give thanks unto thee. He said, therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praise unto thy name. I just told you how we're going to win this war, because we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. We got to fight. Don't think you ain't got to fight. You got to fight. But you got to fight the good fight of faith. He said, he that come to me must believe that I can do these things. You got to have that confidence in God and God alone. Guess what? I had to learn that. Amen. When you call on friend, they're going through the same, go through stuff too. Amen. How many know? You call on that brother, they're going through too. But you got to learn, get that confidence down in your soul that God, huh, the Hebrew boy in Daniel chapter 3, they throw three of them in the fire, see, because they said God don't do it. Guess what? He's well able to do it. Guess what? We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. They willing to die. When they throw them in the fire, guess what? How can you burn up fire? God is fire. He's a flaming fire. So when they throw him in there, he was already in there because he was in them. How you going to burn up fire? Fire can't burn fire. Amen. He was a flaming fire, and they throw him in the fire. He was already in there. Amen. So when they throw him in there, old king said, look down, look. He said, yeah, we throw in three. Yeah, we throw in three. He said, but I see four in there. How did he know? He looked like the Son of God. I'm telling you, the devil know God. He's been there with him. See, we don't know him. But the devil do. That's why we got to fight. How are we going to fight? We're going to fight with praise. We're going to fight with joy. We're going to give thanks. We're going to pray, and we're going to read our Bible. How many know? That's the wave offering. That's the fire. That's the wave offering. Learn those things. We're in the balance. Sometimes we have to lean on somebody else. That's why I love PNN. We can always come to PNN. Amen. When we get wounded, guess what? We can come to PNN. They're going to bandage us up. Amen. Somebody going to say something. Amen. That encourage you to go just a little bit further. Amen. So my word to you today to tell you, you already got the victory. You got the victory in Jesus. Guess what? God is going to fight your battle. He said, be still, Psalms 46 and 10, and know that what? I am God. He said, I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. Know what a confidence tonight that the battle we fight. Amen. We already got the victory. Because what? We are soldiers, well, in the army of the Lord. And guess what? God always do what? Take care of his own. Father God, we just come right now, God. We just come to thank you, God, how you just take care of us through every storm, every trial, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy tonight. Father God, we just come to give your name praise, God. Oh, we bless your name tonight, God. For you are so good to your people tonight, God. Oh, God, you're worthy to be praised. Oh, God, and we thank you for PNN tonight, God. We thank you how we come, God, to the nursery station, and we get bandaged, Father God, that we'll be able to go a little further. Sometimes we get water, God. Oh, God, sometimes we get Gatorade, God. Oh, God, and sometimes we get meat, Father God. Oh, God, and we thank you right now for what you give us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for strength tonight, how you build us up, God, when we get towed down so far, God. Oh, God, you said if we fall, God, you'll reach down and pick us up with your right hand. Oh, God, and we thank you for your right hand tonight, God. Oh, God, we ask you right now to have your way in our lives. Oh, God, we're casting all our cares on you for your cares for us tonight, God. We put our confidence totally in you tonight, God. Father God, we ask you to deliver us from fear tonight, God. What if, what if, what if, but what if not? Oh, God, we're thanking you right now, God, for the increase of our faith. But we are your soldiers, God, and we in the army, and we know we got to fight. Oh, God, but we're fighting the good fight of faith tonight. We're fighting the good fight of praise tonight, God. We're fighting the good fight of thanksgiving tonight. Oh, God, we love you tonight because you first loved us. You laid down your life, Jesus, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Oh, God, and we're thanking you right now. Father God, them that's fighting with depression tonight, God. Oh, God, may you reach down and breathe on them again, God. Oh, God, we call for the four winds tonight, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Breathe on them dry bones, God. Our bones, we get dry sometimes, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to breathe on us again. Oh, God, give us a fresh anointing. We come with our cup, God. Refill us right now, the spiritual fountain today, God. Oh, God, refill us again, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you most of all, God, for another day that we have a chance to come together again. For that, Father God, we truly want to tell you thank you, sir. Oh, God, we're praying for those with children tonight, wayward children tonight, God. Oh, God, we ask you to send an angel, God. We rest them with the Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, God, we ask you to bring them in, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you able to open prison doors tonight, God. You able to set the captive free. Oh, God, for you know how to set them free tonight. Oh, God, their son, God, is being held up, God. Oh, God, but we are asking you to move in a mighty way, God. Loose them, God, that they may be able to cross over, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep a shed of protection around them, God. Shield them in protection, God. Oh, God, you say you give your angels charge over. Oh, God, we're asking you to send your angels to protect them tonight, God. Oh, God, keep them shielded, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of them is detained right now, God. Oh, God, they're in a suspicion. But, Father God, we ask you to move in that, God. You able to move, God, in a mighty way. Father God, we believe in you for miracles tonight, God. We believe in you for miracles because you're a miracle-working God. And, Father God, you said one can put the devil to a flight, 1,000, but two can put 10,000. God, there's so many on this line tonight. And Father God, we come touching and agreeing tonight, God. Oh, God, that you stir up the gifts in us, God. Stir up the gifts in us, God. Oh, let us operate in the way you act, God, for us to operate, that the body of Christ may be edified and you may be glorified. Oh, God, we thank you for everybody on the line tonight, Father God. Oh, God, them that need to be saved, Father God, we ask for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Pick their heart, God. Oh, God, let them know, Jesus, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by you. You is the good shepherd. Father God, you say we come in any other way, we're like a thief in the night. Oh, God, and we thank you right now. We ask you to protect your people, Father God. As we go through this battle, God, knowing that, Father God, we already got the victory, and we're thanking you for it in advance. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we ask you to release your finances, God. Miracle finances tonight. You said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, Father God. We're asking you to do a wealth transfer in the mighty name of Jesus. Checks, unexpected checks, God. Miracle money, God. Oh, God, lay your nails, God, hands on your people that need healing tonight, Father God. Oh, God, you said we can lay hands on the sick and the shall recover. So we do it in the spirit. We touching and agreeing tonight, Father God, that you would touch their bodies tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Men relationships tonight. Husband and wife ain't speaking, God. They're on warfare, but Father God, you able, God, to make all grace abound. Your grace is sufficient, God. When they're weak, God, that's when you made perfect, and you'll make them strong. Oh, God, and we thank you for it right now. For opening doors that no man can shut. And we thank you for the doors that you shed, Father God. But you know what's best for us. You say, let the wheat and tares go together. You do the separation. Father God, we ask you for direction for your people tonight, God. What direction you want us to go in, Father God? We ask you to open the door, God. Lead us and guide us in the way you want us to go. And give us the words, oh God, to say, oh God, that it may heal our broken heart and mend our wounded spirit. And we're going to be careful tonight to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Fill up Evangelist Bradley. Keep her up, God. Keep your loving arms around, not only her, all of the PNN, God, and the listeners tonight, Father God. Oh, God, for she seek you, God, in what direction to do. And, God, give her the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, God, and the way that she will go. And, Father God, she'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Evangelist Bradley.
Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What else is there to say on tonight? Amen. We thank God on tonight for these prayers. Glory to God. Amen. For these vessels led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Touching those areas. Glory be to God where we have need of. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for them, each and every one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God for availing yourselves. Amen. Glory to God, I'm telling you, touched, amen, in a beautiful way on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. You could tell the leading of the Lord. Amen. God, as they went forth on tonight. Amen. But we do give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. We bless them on tonight. Glory to God. What more can we say other than amen? And so it is on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And so it is. Amen. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord again. Amen. We bless the Lord again. Amen. For this night, for this hour. Amen. We bless the Lord again for the prayers, the petitions. Amen, that have gone before the Lord. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Somebody, amen, you ought to be expecting, glory to God, your blessing, expecting your answer. Glory to God, whatever you had on the altar, amen, you ought to be right now expecting the Lord to move. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks again for these vessels. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. We just want to pray a special blessing upon you. Amen, Jesus. Even as you poured out, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even as these vessels have poured out unto you, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for each and every one of them on tonight. And Father, even as they've availed themselves for others, Father, we're asking that you would look upon them now. Look upon their situations. Look upon circumstances, oh God, that they may be facing even now. But Father, because they made the sacrifice to come, glory be to God, and to come before you for others on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would look upon them now. Look upon their several concerns. Look upon them now. In the name of Jesus, even God, at their obedience on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would move for them now. Move favorably for them on tonight. Move, glory be to God, move favorably, oh God, for them on tonight, whether it's in healing, whether it's in restoration, glory be to God, whatever the way, whatever concern that they have need of, Father, move for them tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for every blessing. We thank you for every miracle. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, turning around situations for them in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for adorning these daughters on tonight, glory to God, in the beauty of holiness. We thank you on tonight, oh God, God, we thank you on tonight, glory to God. We say continue to use them, continue to breathe upon them, continue, glory to God, hallelujah, oh God, to be formed in them, glory be to God, according to your divine way. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now. We're asking that you would breathe upon them yet again. Glory to God, we're asking that you would bless them, bless their going out, bless their coming in on tonight. Yeah, God, bless their going out, bless their coming in. In the precious name of Jesus, continue to guide them by thy word. Continue to guide them by thy eye. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We thank you, hallelujah, for each and every one of them on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight, Father. We thank you for resting upon them, causing your spirit to rest upon them, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. We glorify you tonight for what you've done. We thank you again, oh God, for every answer. We thank you on tonight for every answer.
for every blessing. We thank you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, continue to shine upon these, your vessels. Continue to shine upon them. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We're thanking you, O God, for the gift and the gifting, O God. The gift and the gifting. Ah, Master, in the name of, hey, God, hallelujah. Thank you for the gift, for the gifting. Thank you, O God, for the edification. Thank you for the manifestation, O God, of what you're doing in their lives. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. Bless their homes. Bless their ministries. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor and glorify you for these things in thy precious name, Jesus. And, Father, tonight we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God. I don't know about you, people of God, but I just feel a blessing. I just feel a blessing. Hallelujah. I just feel manifestation of blessings. Amen. Glory be to God. I just feel it down in my soul on tonight. Amen. And again, we bless the Lord for these women of God. Amen. That have availed themselves. People of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. You can get a copy. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you absolutely. Amen, Jesus. We just ask on tonight. You can text us. Amen. You can send us a text message, word to God, and get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. On tonight. Amen. You can text. Amen. 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, you can text via WhatsApp for our international listeners, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Also, for our international listeners, we thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to send your prayer requests via Messenger. Amen, Jesus. If you may certainly continue to send those prayer requests via Messenger. Amen. We will certainly get them, answer them, pray with you. Amen. And translate them. Amen. And send them back to you. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Amen. That there is no distance. Amen. Glory to God. Even in, glory to God, the languages. Amen. Across the world. Amen. For God has given us a wherewithal to be able to communicate with you. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We do trust, we do believe on tonight, glory to God, that the Lord has answered your prayers. Amen. This is our faith. Amen. On tonight, glory to God. But even in that, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we do want to open the platform if there's anyone, amen, Jesus, that want to be saved on tonight, glory to God. If you're not saved and you want to be saved on tonight, glory to God, this is your opportunity, amen, Jesus. You can come on tonight, glory to God. You can certainly come on tonight if you're not saved. If you don't know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of your sins, people of God, you can come on tonight. We tell you tonight, people of God, amen, you don't have to remain in the state that you're in. You can be certain, glory be to God, of where you're going to spend eternity. Glory be to God. And it's amen at the confession of your faith on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you're not saved, amen, and you want to be saved on tonight, amen, Jesus, you can certainly press *6 on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. With the heart, amen. Man believeth. Amen. Glory be to God. And with the mouth, confession is made. Amen, Jesus, unto salvation. Glory to God. So if you're not saved and you want to be saved on tonight, amen, we certainly want to give you that opportunity. Because the Lord loves you. Glory to God. He paid a great price for you. Amen. Your liberty is already purchased. Amen. Glory to God. All you have to do is come and receive it. Amen. At the confession of your faith.
Amen. If the Lord is moving upon your heart, amen, he's tugging upon you, amen, to come unto him. Glory be to God, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Glory to God. And the Lord wants to give you rest. Amen. He wants to give you rest. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If there be any on tonight, amen, you can come. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If not, amen, again, we give God thanks and praise. Glory to God. We believe, God, by faith on tonight, amen, that if you had any prayer requests, glory to God, as the prayers were going forth, amen, Jesus, that you touched and agreed on tonight, amen. That's why we have these prayer nights, because it's by faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're touching by faith, people of God. Touching by faith. Amen, Jesus. This platform was, amen, expressly, amen, for, amen, prayer requests and for prayer petitions. Amen. We thank the Lord for what he's done on tonight. Amen. We thank God again for each and every one of you, people of God. Thank you for your patience. Amen. Thank you for your attentiveness. Glory to God. We thank God for you on tonight. And people of God, we want to invite you, amen, to come back on tomorrow night. Come on back. Glory be to God. Come on back and be with us. Glory be to God. Come on back and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. God has something special for you on tomorrow night. Amen. And we want you to be here. Amen. To receive and to hear what the Lord has done. Amen. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we're right on the hour. Amen. God bless you tonight. We do love you. We do appreciate you. We thank God for you. Amen. And again, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Father, we promise your beloved sweet sleep on tonight. We thank you for sweet sleep for each and every hearer on tonight, each and every participant. Amen. We thank you for you giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you for your precious anointing to cover and shield us. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be healed. Father, we thank you tonight for your divine protection. We thank you for your great love. Father, as we leave this line but not your presence, bring us back at the appointed time. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. And every heart on tonight will say amen, 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 amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you. And we look to see you back. Amen, on tomorrow night. Blessings to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
They bow their heads and worship the Lord. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Let the church say. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.